You've been playing since you were five?
Yes, yeah.
What got you interested in the instrument?
Well, actually, I didn't really like playing piano from the very beginning. It took a long time for me to actually enjoy playing music. I started playing piano through the Royal Conservatory of Music levels and like passing all the levels and such. My mom actually told me I could quit piano once I reached level 10, and I was like, okay, we just need to get to level 10. But after a while during COVID, I felt really isolated while playing music and it wasn't very enjoyable. And I was like, okay, we're done for. But after COVID, I met with a new teacher, my current teacher actually, Miss Benita, and she just rekindled that fire inside, and I really enjoy playing music now.
She just turned 15 a few weeks ago, and that rekindling of a love for the piano has brought Evelyn Nee the honor of being named one of this year's winners of Discover Classical's Young Talent Search. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. And for Evelyn, that rekindling of a love for the piano wasn't just her teacher, but a particular piece as well.
That happened when I was trying to learn my first piece. I think it was a waltz by Chopin, and I thought it was just the most beautiful piece I've ever heard. And it was just so, I felt so excited to learn the piece for once in my life, and I just really wanted to play it and add my own interpretation to it and things like that. Music is just so complex, really. There are so many different colors and tones and moods you can express through it, and that's really why I enjoy playing music now.
Benita Che is your teacher?
Yes.
Tell me some important lessons that she has taught you, whether it's about music or otherwise.
I think the most important lesson she's taught me is playing for yourself, really. Growing up, I always played for my mom. Realistically, it shouldn't be like that, in my opinion. Oh, I need to make my mom proud. I need to finish all the levels, yada, yada. With her, I really enjoyed playing music for myself, how I enjoyed expressing it and how I enjoyed playing it.
You're a freshman at Cincinnati Country Day School?
Yes.
Tell me about school.
School is really fun, in my opinion. And since it's a private school, there's not a lot of people. And you get to be really close with everybody. You know everybody, and everybody knows you, and you know all the teachers, and it's a more tighter connection, I would say, yeah.
Judo, were you familiar with this piece before it was given to you to learn?
I actually did not. Most of my pieces are chosen by my teacher, but since she and I know each other very well, she always picks pieces that I really love. As a French student, I learned French in school. Je means like game, and then do means of water, so game of water. And the piece really evokes the playfulness of water. And I just really love the range of dynamics and colors in the piece, and it's a really beautiful piece.
What about The Lark?
The Lark. It's actually one of my favorite pieces to play because I just really think the melodic line it's really beautiful. And I really enjoy playing it. And whenever I play the melodic line, I always imagine the melody and singing it in my head. And that just makes playing it so much more fulfilling.
I assume you practice every day?
Yes, yeah.
How much?
2 hours, yeah.
2 hours every day. How do you keep yourself from burning out or being tired of it? How do you motivate yourself to commit to something like that?
Whenever I try learning a piece, right? The most fun part of learning a piece is once you know all the notes and you can play it all technically, and then you can add your own interpretation to it. So I'm always like, okay, once you understand all the notes, once you get it all perfectly, like as you can technically, then you can get to the fun part. And so that's what motivates me to practice.
5 years from now, where's Evelyn?
In 5 years, I would see myself in college somewhere, probably studying like business or something. For me, piano is a skill, an art that I can continue doing for like the rest of my life. Yeah.
Evelyn Nee and all four of our Young Talent Search winners will be performing at Discover Classical's Rising Stars Gala on Saturday, May 18th at Daniel J. Curran Place at the University of Dayton, a benefit for your 24-hour classical music station. delicious food, drink, as well as a special performance by 2016 Young Talent Search winner, percussionist Jackson Riffle, are all included in your ticket. Reserve your tickets today at discoverclassical.org or call 937-222-9377. We hope to see you at Rising Stars on May 18th. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.